with our satellites, we were able to actually infiltrate Yugoslavia's computers so that when our bombers flew over Belgrade, dropping bombs on civilian targets like hospitals and television stations, they were not able to shoot our planes out of the sky because we had preemptively knocked out their capability via computer. And we had also gone in and destroyed their national banking records through these computers via satellite technology. And so coming out of the war, former President Clinton put the Space Command in charge of a new program called Computer Network Attack. And he said, go out and find the very brightest high school computer geniuses in America, give them scholarships, and when they graduate from college, have them come to work for the Space Command on this computer network attack. In this article from 1996, Aviation Week and Space Technology, the headline, U.S. Space Command Prepares for Future Combat Missions in Space. At this time, they have a new commander. His name is General Joseph Ashy. And he says, quote, it's politically sensitive, but it's going to happen. Some people don't want to hear this. And it sure isn't in vogue, but absolutely, we're going to fight in space, we're going to fight from space, and we're going to fight into space. The Space Command, General Ashy said, will be a growing command, big time. And about a year and a half ago, the Pentagon announced that they've come out with a new policy. It's called Maintaining Military Superiority in the 21st Century. And I want to quote from the report. They say that the Pentagon must invest in the means to neutralize space assets, both commercial and military. Now, this is a very, very important point. The Pentagon has now decided that they have the right to destroy another country's satellites, whether they're military or commercial. We have a right to go up and take them out if we so wish. But they say in order to do that, in order to neutralize and selectively deny access to space, Pentagon must develop the means to control and destroy space assets. So what this means is in order to carry this mission out, in order to do this job, they must have the weapon systems in space to deliver it. Now, you all have been hearing about this thing, national missile defense, right? The idea that some madman, some rogue state is going to attack the United States, North Korea or China, and they're going to attack us with nuclear missiles, and we're vulnerable. We're defenseless. And so we have to build this missile defense system in order to protect the American people. We're going to have a bullet, hit a bullet in deep space in order to intercept any madman's missile with our interceptor based in Alaska, 100 missiles based in Alaska, 100 more after that based in North Dakota, costing over $60 billion. Well, I would submit to you that this whole thing is a Trojan horse. Missile defense is a Trojan horse. They're not talking about missile defense. They're talking about offense. They're talking about dominating, controlling space, denying other countries access to space. And they know they can't come to the American people and say, give us hundreds of billions of dollars for that mission. So they dress it up in sheep's clothing, and here we have missile defense. Well, of course, the Russians are saying, if you go forward with this, you're going to restart the arms race. Right now, today, the United States has 7,500 nuclear missiles. Russians have just about an equivalent number. The Chinese have 20 capable of hitting the United States. The North Koreans have none. They've suspended their missile testing program. But Russia has said, if you go forward with deployments of this stuff, we will have to respond. We will have to stop negotiations for arms reductions, and we'll have to build even more. China has been going along with Russia and our communist neighbor to the north, Canada. They've been going to the United Nations asking the United States to join them in signing a global ban on weapons in space. But the United States refuses to even discuss it. We refuse to even discuss it. No, forget it. In fact, the official position of the United States is there's no problem. Therefore, there's no need to negotiate a global ban on weapons in space. And by the way, Representative Dennis Kucinich from Ohio, congressman from Cleveland, just announced about 2 or 3 weeks ago that this coming fall he's going to introduce legislation to ban weapons in space. Of course, the Pentagon and the aerospace corporations are the ones that are really going to profit from this whole thing. We're talking here hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars before they're finished, if they can sell this to the American people. Right now, Bush is asking for $8.3 billion just for research and development for Star Wars in the year 2002. And it looks like even the Democrats, the majority of the Democrats, are going to support that request for funding. Now, I want to give you a broader perspective for a few moments. This is from a Space Command document called Guardians of the High Frontier, Where We Operate. And they say there are three layers of orbit: lower Earth orbit, middle Earth orbit, and higher Earth orbit. And one way you control space is you fill up the parking lot before anybody else does. It's like a grocery store parking lot. There are only so many spaces in the orbits around the Earth. And so the United States is moving to fill them up. In fact, a few years ago, we had a protest at the Space Command, one of their big meetings in Colorado, and they were all wearing a patch that weekend that said, "Take up space." And when you have all these satellites in space, you also have to have what are called downlink facilities. These are what they call Space Command units all over the world that receive the information from the satellites as they pass around the planet. And one of the strategies of our organization since our founding in 1992 is to go around to as many of these places as we can around the world and to create the movement to stop the weaponization of space from these places. And so today we have about 156 affiliate groups all over the world on every continent, part of our global network against weapons and nuclear power in space. And so the information comes down from the satellites in what's called real time, split second time. It's then processed and sent on to Buckley Air Force Base in Denver, Colorado, and then on to headquarters in Washington, D.C. One of the satellites you're most familiar with is called GPS, Global Positioning Satellite. Now, they say GPS is about civilian use, that if you're lost in the woods and you have a GPS receiver, you can find your way home. Or if you're driving a Hertz rental car now, they have little GPS receivers inside to help you find your way. But in fact, GPS is about war fighting. GPS coordinated the Persian Gulf War and today targets all nuclear weapons to their directs them to their targets. Another one of the satellites, also made by Lockheed Martin, is called MILSTAR. MILSTAR, they say, communicates with the war fighter. So no matter whether you're a troop on the ground or in a tank or on a boat or on a plane, all warfare on the Earth is today coordinated from space. So again, whoever controls space wins the wars on the Earth below. You will be the Ubermeister of the planet if you control space. One of the most famous of all these downlink facilities is one up in northern England, a place called Menwith Hill. We had our annual meeting there this past May. We had people come from 20 countries. They have 20 of these big radomes, these big golf balls there. And for some years, there was a women's peace camp just outside the gate. The Greenham Common Women's Peace Camp from years ago, they moved to Menwith Hill. And at night, they used to cut a hole in the fence, and they would go into the base, into the buildings, into the file cabinets, and remove documents. And what they found out was the United States has been spying on the people of Europe and the Middle East from this base, intercepting all email, phone, and fax communications. In fact, 60 Minutes did a story about 9 months ago about this base. They've been doing industrial espionage from this base. The European Union, in fact, today is holding hearings about the fact that the United States is, through this phone and email and fax interception, is spying on European corporations and feeding that information to American corporations so they can underbid them on big contracts. And so about a month ago, the European Union sent an investigative team to Washington to interview the United States government about this, and Bush canceled all the meetings and refused to talk to them. So the European Union is very upset about this situation. And today, they're building two new radomes at Menwith Hill for Star Wars. Another one of the bases also up in that northern England region in the Moors, it's a national park, is called Fylingdales. It's this big, huge monstrosity out in this beautiful, beautiful national park. It also must be upgraded to handle the new Star Wars system, to communicate with the new and direct the new Star Wars system. And the satellite that it will communicate with is called SBIRS.